Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get started. Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast number 106, and it is the week of August 27th. It's also the week of the Patrick Henry Half Marathon, and I'll be talking about that a little bit as the show unfolds a little bit here. Been out for a couple weeks on with no podcast, and hopefully I haven't lost too many listeners. The reason for that is just the podcast just becomes increasingly difficult to put together a worthwhile product, and especially because I haven't been running that much, so there's not as much inspiration there to gather some material and record it and produce it in a podcast. But I did get back, kind of back up on an up cycle. In the last show, I had talked about the ups and downs of running, up and down cycles, and I was kind of in a down cycle after I had did a major event back in early June, and I really just needed to recover from that kind of mentally and physically. But what I realized is that I definitely like exercising and like getting out there and being outside, and especially having kind of that personal time I usually have after work, which is usually when I do my training runs. And I realized I missed that a lot. So this past week, I got out there and did some medium range mileage, and feel like I kind of got my mojo back a little bit. And so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to show up for the Patrick Henry Half Marathon on August 28th, and I'll do a run walk just to complete that. And there's several reasons why I'm doing that. One is that it's in its fourth year, and I've done all three, and I don't want to, you know, miss, and then, you know, 10 years down the road, you know, be one of those, well, I've done every year but 2010. So I'll get out there and I'll finish it one way or the other. Fortunately for me, a good friend, Rodney's going to be running, and he's going to be running with his wife, Tamara, and I think I'm going to probably stick with them as much as I can, because they'll be doing a pace that's going to be very manageable for me. So that's the Patrick Henry Half Marathon. That's this coming Saturday, and I'm really looking forward to that, because I'll see a lot of people that I know. The alternative was going to be to work at one of the water stops with my friend Stephanie, who's been managing the water stop at the 6.5 mile mark ever since the race started, and she does a real good job with that. If you're local and you're listening to this podcast, that's the water stop that's near the tennis courts right there in town. And forgot to mention the Patrick Henry Half Marathon. If you're not familiar with it, is kind of our local half marathon. It evolved from the Battlefield Half Marathon that used to be in the Verina area of Henrico County, east of Richmond. But the venue became too small for the amount of the demand. So this race is, I think it caps off at 1,500 runners, which is a pretty good size race for this area north of Richmond for the half marathon distance. And it's pretty good. It's got a cannon start. They usually have a guy that shows up that dresses like Patrick Henry. And it starts out at Poor Farm Park, comes into the town, and then loops back out to a county park that has, some would argue, doesn't have really plenty of parking. And it's a little congested because there's only one way in and one way out of that park. But it is a lot of fun. You know, I've been out there for the last three times, so I'll get out there. Once I made the decision, it's a lot easier. I've been on the fence for about a week on whether I was actually going to do it or not, because I just wasn't sure how my runs would go once I got out again. But my runs went fine. I felt fine, and I didn't have any problems. I'm definitely not injured or anything of that nature. And I guess the only thing I'm really worried about is if I finish on Saturday, is that going to am I going to get the bug again, and then have a busy fall? I told my wife I'm going to take the fall season off, but not the winter. So I'm already looking at a possible 50K in December, which is a Seashore Nature Trail 50K. I did that last year when it was in its first year. It was really well well run by the Tidewater Striders Running Club, and that is down in First Landing State Park, which is right on the Chesapeake Bay, southeastern Virginia. It was a very, very good race. Of course, it was really cold. I did a podcast about that if you've been listening to the show. I actually drove down in a snowstorm to run that race, and I think I titled that show The Stupidest Thing I've Ever Done, maybe something like that. Anyway, I finished, and the reason it was pretty stupid is that I had tonsillitis the Thursday before the Saturday race, and I was out of work on Thursday, so I was sick. But I'd already made plans to go down there with my friend John, and we ended up going down Friday night in a snowstorm, and ended up subsequently running the race and coming home back to a snowstorm, because right in Williamsburg, which is about an hour east of the Richmond area, was the dividing line between rain and snow. So anyway, I got off on a tangent there. Talking about the Patrick Henry Half Marathon, why I decided to go ahead and just kind of go back up. Well, I've got the experience with the half marathon distance. I know what to expect. I know if I get really tired because I don't have proper training, I know what to expect, and I know that I can get through it, and then I can get something to eat or drink or walk for a little bit and be able to handle that. So I think I'll be okay. It's going to be hard, but I think the weather is going to be very agreeable. It looks like an overnight low already predicted of 59, and the race starts at 7 a.m. And, man, if it stays in the 60s or even the mid-70s for the race, I think that'll be much more enjoyable than it has been in years past when it has been so hot. There's one stretch of the route that is about 2 miles in the just no break at all from the trees. It's just out. It basically is going through some cornfields on a country road and some cow pastures, and there's no blocking of the sun at all. And if you don't have a hat, it's just a brutal time, because the way the sun is that it's kind of angled at your face with the direction. One thing I wish the race organizers would have done was switch the direction of the race each year. I don't think it would really matter all that much, because it comes in and out of the back part of Poor Farm Park, and I just thought it would have been a cool tradition to start to reverse the direction of the race each year, because there's the hill. You know, you'd have the uphill years and then the downhill years. There's one pretty big hill. The downhill is shorter than the uphill, and that's right near the beginning of the race. For whatever reason, I just thought it'd be cool if they had switched, if organizers had switched it each year. I guess it's too late for that. I have heard some talk about the Patrick Henry Half Marathon, its days kind of being numbered. And the reason for that is there's construction of a project called the Capitol Trail in the Richmond area that's supposed to link up Richmond and Williamsburg by a recreational path, and I think it starts down by the river in Richmond and goes to Williamsburg on a recreational path where, you know, that'd be a multi-use path, not horses, but like biking, walking, running, that type of thing. And that'd be a 50-mile project. So I think that if once that's completed, I think the Patrick Henry Half Marathon may be converted over to that, and because you wouldn't need nearly as many resources, you're not going to need as much police. You just might need some at some of the crossings, but that might even be able to be done with race marshals. I don't know. So that's just some talk that I've heard. There's nothing substantial, and it's not verified or anything. I would hate to see the race leave the Ashland and Hanover area. I think it's kind of cool to have a whole lot of people up here. It brings a lot of attention to this area, and, you know, people frequent the businesses here. Even if it's just for a short time, but I think it's cool to have people that you know coming up to where you live, and being able to kind of recommend places where they should go or stuff like that. So, anyway, that's just if anybody out there is in the local area and they've heard anything like that, I'd sure like to get some verified information on that. Maybe because I think that there's the people who are building that project are still trying to acquire rights of way. And that's a time-consuming process, I would think. So I'm sure it's a couple of years away. I don't know. Maybe we'll get 5 or 6 years, maybe even 10 years of the Patrick Henry Half Marathon before we lose it. Anyway, so and we tend to get a lot of people with the half marathon that have done the railroad run, which I've talked about plenty of times here on the podcast, especially because I was involved with making the route, redoing the route, which we got a lot of criticism for. But we also got a lot of compliments as well. All right, I did say that in the last podcast I was going to be doing a podcast about the demise of the American Barbershop, I haven't written that essay yet, so I'm not going to be doing that this week. But I want to talk a few minutes, just for a few minutes here, about a project I was involved with last night on the Runner's Roundtable. Eddie Marathon, who some of y'all might check out his blog or have heard him on some different podcasts, he organized, well, I got the email from a guy named Mike, but Eddie Marathon seemed to be the host. And what he did is he invited three other guys that have done 50 milers or more to the Runner's Roundtable, which you can check out at, I think, runnersroundtable.com. It's something that Steve Runner put together, and it's got almost 100 episodes now. It's pretty cool. I don't listen to it on a regular basis because I just don't have time. And the first time I was involved in it, I can't remember what the discussion was, but it was a kind of a one-sided conversation, and I lost a little bit of interest in it. But then after last night's show, I thought it was handled very good. And it wasn't really dominated by anybody. It was more of a discussion, even though Eddie Marathon hosted it. But anyway, we all got it. It was Kevin, Mike, and Eddie Marathon and me. And we got to talk about our experiences running ultras, and specifically a 50-miler. A couple of those guys had done, I think Kevin and Mike had both done 100-milers, so they had a lot more experience than I do. But it was a really neat experience to be on a conference call and basically talk about ultra running. And it kind of got me excited again about some of the running that I want to do and some of the distances that I want to try and different things that I'd like to do with my effort in running. And I kind of needed that, and it kind of inspired me to get back in front of the computer and put out another podcast for the people to listen to that subscribe to my show. So check that out. I'm not going to rehash everything. I guess I'll put a link on my website, ashlanddave.podbean.com. And you can check that out for yourself. It's about an hour show. I do my fair share of talking, just like any of the other guys. But some of the other guys had some really good, insightful things about ultra running and what drives them to do it. And I've talked enough about that, I guess, in my podcast. But it's kind of a cool perspective to listen to some of these other guys that have done it and why they do it. And it looks like Eddie Marathon is not quite there yet. His job got in the way of his training, and he wasn't able to get where he wanted to be. So he had to put his 50-miler off, but it sounds like he'll be back. So I'll put a link on my website to that, or you can just, I'm pretty sure it's on iTunes. You just put in Runner's Roundtable. And one thing I found, I think if you make the word roundtable one word, it's helpful to find the show that you're listening to. So we got a lot of email to get through this week. That'll probably take up the rest of the show, and that'll bring up some other topics to talk about. So let's check out the email bag section of the show. All right, we heard from Adam over at theboringrunner.com, which is a really funny blog. If nothing else, you need to just check out some of the photos he puts on there because he's got funny expressions. Anyway, Adam was commenting on the video that I posted on the site for episode 105, I think. And that was a YouTube video that somebody put up of the cul-de-sac race series. And I was actually in the video several times. And I just briefly mentioned that. And he wanted to know where I was because he doesn't know what I look like. Anyway, I'm at 3:55. That's when I'm finishing. And I'm at several other times too, but frankly, when I was trying to go through the video to find out the other places where I were, it was kind of hard to see me unless you knew the layout of the place. But Adam, I appreciate you listening to the show. Thanks for the comments. And check out that at ashlanddave.podbean.com. It's episode number 105, and I'm at 3 minutes 55 seconds in that video. I heard from Dr. Smitty. He was actually involved with the Runner's Roundtable show last night. He was in the chat room, which was pretty cool. And thanks to Dr. Smitty. Actually hooked up with him and his family and did a little boating up at Lake Anna in Spotsylvania County, which is right here in Central Virginia, about an hour from Ashland, and 2 hours from the Hampton Roads area, or 3 hours, I guess, from Hampton Roads area where Greg lives, Dr. Smitty. And he's hoping that his foot heals up for the Seashore Nature Trail 50K, which is going to be in December down in his neck of the woods. And he's also looking at doing perhaps a solo marathon in the Dismal Swamp. Now, the Dismal Swamp is not, swampy trails. It's a protected area down in Chesapeake, Virginia. And it's got a great recreational path that goes along the Dismal Swamp, and they actually have a Dismal Swamp half marathon that's called the Dismal Swamp Stomp Romp. Okay, it's called the Dismal Stomp Dismal Swamp Stomp Romping. It's a half marathon, and it's a pretty cool race, so check that out. And I can't remember what time of year it is. All right, I heard from Dirt Dog, and Dirt Dog attempted the Burning River earlier this month, and even though he was a DNF on that, the Burning River 100, even though he's a DNF, he went back and helped his friend Kevin finish his first 100, which I talked about in the last show, and that guy Kevin was actually one of the guys that was on the Runner's Roundtable the other night. So definitely make sure you check that show out if you haven't, because Kevin has a whole different perspective to it than some other people, because he didn't do as much training as I think as others, and he still was able to finish. So it's an interesting show to listen to. But anyway, Dirt Dog was just giving me the heads up on the Umpstead 100 miler with 50 mile option that is in April of next year, and that it opens up the first week in September for a registration, and it filled up. Let's see, he said last year it filled up very, very quickly. Let's see, it filled up in 4.5 minutes last year. So, Mike, I appreciate that a lot. I guess I have to make a decision here soon on whether I'm going to try another 50 miler in the spring or not. I would like to, but I kind of want to get through this half and, you know, get through the 50K in December. It's funny how you have to make these decisions so early. I guess I could probably always trade my registration if they allow that. I'm not sure if they do or not. Also heard from Richard in reference to the Bull Run Run. And he's actually working overseas now, and he's got up with a running group in Turkey, which is really cool. And he's putting his runs on Buckeye Outdoors, so he's still using that in kind of an international Buckeye Outdoors. And anyways, it's hooked up with a lot of some trail runners, and he's seems like he's fit right in and probably doesn't even miss the U.S. at all. But anyway, Rich, it's good to hear from you. If you don't know who Richard is, Richard's giving me some good advice on running my first 50, because he had done the North Face race last year, so I appreciate that a lot. Richard, always good to hear from you. And let's see, the next one was about the Runner's Roundtable. And Christina, heard from her, and believe it or not, Christina was out here for business at the end of July. We were trying to coordinate a time to meet each other, and she was even going to arrange to travel to Ashland briefly if for a training run or for just part of the evening. But due to my daughter's activity schedule, she had a show she was in on the Friday night, Willy Wonka, and then she also had she made the swimming championships up in Manassas on Saturday. We had to get up really early and leave Saturday morning, so we weren't able to visit at all. So Christine, I'm hoping that the next time here on this side of the country, things will work out and we can get together. Heard from Elizabeth, and she's the one that won the giveaway. And anyway, she was just clarifying that she is from Ohio. She was actually vacationing in Williamsburg, Virginia. And she's got a marathon coming up. Let's see, I'm not really sure. It's the Akron Marathon. I can't remember when that is. But she said she'll definitely be enjoying some Michelob Ultra at the end of the race. And she left a comment on the website. And you can check out her blog at ebethfit.blogspot.com, and I will put a link in the show notes to that. I think she told me that would be okay, so I'll do that. And thanks, Elizabeth, for listening to the show. I really do appreciate that, and congratulations again on winning the $50 giveaway. So you heard from Tom, and he reminded me that I forgot the national anthem at the end of the last show, so Tom, I appreciate that a lot, and that will not happen again, trust me. Also heard from Rick on the website in reference to running cycles, and he said that he had heard me talking about the cul-de-sac races in previous podcasts, but had no idea they were so well organized. So I guess Rick probably watched the video previous to that. He had thought that they were just kind of pickup runs. And Rick, it really has expanded, in my opinion. It's a 3-week series. I think it's a great idea. A guy named Steve Lerner came up with it, and he's the race director for all three races. And if you're in the local Richmond area, if you've never heard of Steve Lerner, he's a streaker. He runs every day. I can't remember how long he's been doing it for. He doesn't hold the world record or anything, but he runs every day. And so they call those streakers. Anyway, he puts on a good race series out there. I heard from Richard from the Woodlands, Texas, and he said he did, I was down in Dallas a couple weeks ago for a training class, and it was pretty hot. It was well over 100 degrees, and he was just hoping to tell me making a joke about the heat. And he also thought it was funny when I was talking about in the previous show about the shirtless runners and how, of course, we'd both be yanked off the course if I took my shirt off. Anyway, Richard, very good to hear from you. Looks like your training's plugging along. And, yes, you do have another original listener there. I think that was Elizabeth. So, Richard from the Woodlands, always good to hear from you. Richard is an original listener to the show. The next one is yet another comment on the website. And this was kind of my ode to Ryan and Rachel. This is from Ryan, and he put a comment on the website at ashlanddave.podbean.com. And it was kind of funny. He doesn't remember when we looked at them as celebrities because they ran their marathon a month before we did. And, of course, we wanted to hear all this stuff from them. But that's the way it was, Ryan. I remember that. You guys had already done it, and it looked like you were all the better for it. So we're going to miss you guys when you move, and I guess we're still trying to coordinate that last Team Incognito party. Hopefully we can get that together soon. The next one is from Schnitzel, and he's from Mechanicsville. And let's see, he had mentioned that I might want to check on he put a website in his that's I have to check that out. I haven't checked that yet, Schnitzel. I'm sorry. I got so many comments and emails. I just haven't had a chance to get through there. But anyway, heard from Schnitzel from Mechanicsville, and I'll hold that one for next week. It's about somebody from Runners. There was a Runners World tribute that I haven't had a chance to look at yet. I believe it or not, I actually don't listen or don't subscribe to Runners World. I get old episodes from my dad, and that's when I actually catch up on the stuff from that's in the articles that are in Runners World. So I'll have to check on that. So. Schnitzel, just give me another week or another 2 weeks, and I'll check out those links. I'm sorry it's taking me so long. Heard from Joseph out of Syracuse, and he gave a very big update. Let's see. He's a geologist, and he was out in Wyoming for some field work and did a couple of trail runs. And he did a 15K with 13,000 participants, which is 15K, which is, I think, just it's 9.3 miles, had 13,000 people doing it. Which ended at a brewery with free drink and live music, and that sounds like my kind of race, man. But anyway, he thought my show on the down cycles was right on, and when he was doing his 50K or training for it, because it was his first ultra, it just really started to consume him. And then after that, he was like, "Well, now what?" So he had no goals, no motivation, and so he just kind of lost any inspiration. So he signed up for some more races, which put him up in another upcycle. And that's awesome. So he's running a Monster Marathon September 5th. He did a Mountain Madness 30K to get ready for that. And this Monster Marathon, which is apparently billed as the toughest marathon on the East Coast. And then he's doing the Hartford Ing Marathon in October. And then November and December he'll be sleeping and resting. Joseph, you got me curious about the Monster Marathon. I'm going to make a note to look that up. I'm kind of, if something's calling itself the toughest marathon on the East Coast, and I want to know what that is. So thanks for checking in, Joseph. I definitely appreciate that. And it's always nice to have more people listening to the podcast and writing in and letting me know what they're up to. Also heard from Jason, and Jason's a new listener to the podcast. He said he heard about my show from Alan and Stevie over at Running with the Pack, which I have not run. I haven't listened to that one in a while. And actually, when I was kind of on my hiatus after I ran that 50-mile ultra, I haven't really listened to any podcast. I listened to some of the Stuff You Should Know podcasts. But other than that, I haven't really done a whole lot with my iPod. Anyway, Jason's good to hear from you. And looks like he's got a website at guttocut.wordpress.com and also geeksandrunningshoes.wordpress.com. So check those sites out if you want. They sound like they're pretty interesting. I think I actually did check out that guttocut.wordpress.com. It's kind of funny. Jason lives over in an Illinois suburb of St. Louis, and then the guy that he does the blog with lives in Chicago. So. Anyway, that is from Jason, and it was so nice to hear from you. I really do appreciate that. And unfortunately, this week I'd kind of gotten a whole bunch, and I had to kind of jump through them a little bit because I just wanted to do a 30-minute show. I am going to be back with another show, Podcast 107, And it's probably going to be about the Patrick Henry Half Marathon and the people that I meet and greet out there. And then one of these days I'll get that barbershop podcast together. And the reason I want to do one about the demise of the barbershop is because right now I'm a man without a barbershop. And I don't really know what to do about it. We have some barbershops in town, but they're not really the ones I want to go to. I mean, there's just no straight up, you know, manly barbershop here in Ashland anymore, it seems. It seems like you go in and it's not the old guy behind the chair anymore. It's different stuff. There are some barbershops down in Mechanicsville. I'm just not interested in those. The reason I don't go to Charlie's is because they don't do a neck shave. And then there's another one that was a branch off from up here in Ashland some years back, and I just don't want to go to that one. I'm not going to name it for fear that my house or car will get vandalized or something. But anyway, this is Ashland Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe, and I'll be back next time with a report on the Patrick Henry Half Marathon. And this is Ashland Dave reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week. We'll be right back.